Game one of a day-night doubleheader with the Phillies in Washington. All the moms are on the field pregame celebrating Mother's Day. Washington had this game in control. They're up 3-0 in the top of the seventh. Gio Gonzalez still pitching. He faces Tommy Joseph.
Harper to right. Well hit. Gone. Another low-line drive that's hit so hard it leaves the yard. And the Nats are on top. For Bryce, it's number 12.
You can't make this stuff up. You really can't.
For Dustin. That's a drive to right. Bryce Harper's going to go back and watch it. And look how far that one gets out. Off the bat of Tommy Joseph. Fifth of the year. And he's now 7 for his last 13. It's a 3-1 game. Long ball to left. One run lead. Altair with his sixth home run in his last 10 games. 3-2. That's trouble, and this game is tied. Homer, two doubles, and the lead is gone. No win for Gio. Hellickson's off the hook. Base hit. Phillies are going to take the lead. Three runs on four hits, and still only one out in the ninth inning. Left side, Franco has it, and the Phillies have shocked the Nats in the first game of the doubleheader.
Sean Kelly gets the loss in a 4-3 Phillies win over the Nationals in game one of the doubleheader. Kelly picking up his second blown save of the season, and here's his reaction after the game.
Little adjustments here and there, but at the end of the day, I didn't make pitches, wasn't for lack of effort, but just I wasn't able to make that adjustment today, especially with the slider. So I was trying to rely on a fastball up in the zone, and it's a tough lineup to do that against if you're not just spot on.
Did the slider feel good in the bullpen when you warm it up?
Yeah, I felt normal. For me, bullpen is just about getting the arm loose. You know, I don't usually gauge how I feel down there as a correlation of what happens in the game, but. Obviously, from the first hitter on, they were getting good swings on me, and I wasn't able to adjust.
The Nationals held a 3-0 lead heading into the top of the seventh inning before the bullpen let them down. Here's manager Dusty Baker.
Well, his fastball was up, and then he threw a couple of center cut fastballs, and just his usually dependable slider, wasn't working. They were just kind of spinning, but lost in the loss was the job that Gio did for us. He threw the ball great. It's the second or third win that he lost, late in the game. So, we just got to add on runs too, because we had some possibilities to add on runs and, couldn't get a couple two-out RBI hits.
Consistently with Sean when he's in for a second straight day?
No. I mean, most relievers are better their second day and worse their third day. So, he had about the same velocity. He just didn't have the location. And, I don't know if him and Coder, either one of them are available for the second game since they've gone 2 days in a row. Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. To win that first one, you got a second game behind that. We got an off day tomorrow, so it's very important that we win this second game.
It seems like Trey's finding his rhythm a little bit. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing that?
He had three balls on the nose, and nothing to show for it the first couple balls. But like I told him, man, if you just keep. Keep hitting that ball the way you're hitting it today, he's going to get a lot of hits. And we also have got to get better at our fundamentals, namely because I don't know when the last time position player got a bunt down, And that was a situation where you couldn't afford a strikeout, you couldn't afford a double play. And so we were trying to, on the road, we'd have played it differently because, they have the last up. But at home, I mean, you know, you're playing for the, you know, for the tie and the potential win.
What did you like about the way Gio threw the ball?
Well, yeah, I mean, Gio, I mean, he made pitches when he needed them. You know, I mean, he had quite a few walks, and then we turned quite a few double plays right after the walks. And so he kept the ball down when he needed to, turned it over, changed speeds. His breaking ball wasn't quite as sharp as it had been, but he pitched, you know, well enough to win. Yes.
I may be adding wrong, but it looks like the bullpen's now given up 20 or 21 home runs, and Kelly and Blanton have each given up 6 or 7.
Yeah.
What's wrong with them from last year? And also, you've changed catchers since last year. Is there any difference in pitch calling?
No, it's a difference in you know, location. It's all about location. You know, most of the time, if you throw the ball where you're trying to locate it, they're not going to hit. They might get a hit, but they're not going to hit it out of the ballpark. You know, so I think it's a matter of location. I mean, those guys down there, I mean, they're trying big time, and they're all going crazy, you know, trying to figure it out, along with Mike Maddox and myself. And, I mean, it's a big downer, you know, when you lose games late. But, hey, man, we just got to go back and try to win this game and then go forward.
Along the lines of Trey, yes. Are you seeing anything different
with Michael Lay? Well, yeah, I mean, his pitch selection is better, you know, and not swinging as many balls as he was in the dirt or balls up over his head. You know, if you get him in the strike zone, then you got a good chance of putting wood on the ball. And, you know, that's what I'm saying. He's so-so. I don't think it's worth the risk of me trying to play him this second game because we got a day off tomorrow. That'll give him today, and then tomorrow then we'll reassess his physical being on Tuesday.
The stuff coming out of bullpens in the last few years has been really good. Lots of guys throwing 98, everything. Is the stuff in your bullpen good enough to get the job done, or are the standards so high now that it needs upgrading?
That's a very good question. You know, their stuff's good enough. I mean, you don't have to throw 98. I mean, we got a couple guys throwing 98 that still get hit sometime. You know, 98 is not, you know, there have been a bunch of guys that got the job done throwing a whole lot less than 98. Like I said, it's about change of speeds, about location. It's mostly location, you know. And if you locate well and you have a good enough breaking ball to keep them off your fastball, then, you know, that's what it's all about. Yes.
The one thing they've studied, they've only found a couple of things that have a carryover effect.
Mm-hmm.
One is throwing out a guy at the plate.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is blowing leads.
I know.
And it often leads to performance in the future. What do you do about that? Why is it possible?
Hey, if I knew that, I'd bottle it, you know, and you know, I knew that a long time ago that, you know, one of the biggest downers is a blown save, you know, because it carries over, and it also carries over to the opposition where they think that, hey, man, you know, we can get in their bullpen and win the game. And so we have to reverse that thought process and that trend that, you know, when it gets to the sixth and seventh inning, you know, on your real good teams that I've had, you get to sixth or seventh inning, we know it and they know that the game's over. And so we just gotta go back to the drawing board, try to figure it out. You know, we've used different guys at different places and different guys late in the game. You know, we just got Coda and Kelly back. And answer to your question, I don't know right now.
Because you have a good lead in the division and you're a bunch of games over 500, does that allow you to have patience with the bullpen and not push for a trade, or is it?
Well, you're always pushing for a trade, but ain't nobody trading right now. You know, I mean, sometimes you have no choice but to have patience. I mean, nobody's gonna knock down closer out of the sky until there's some teams out of it. You know, so you know, we have to look from, you know, within right now. Because, you know, people know when you're in need, And when they know you're in need, then they have to rob you of your system.
Washington heads to Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates Tuesday.